Morty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Thanks for tuning in this evening. Welcome to the sunny side of sports.
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to the sunny side of sports.
Yes, my friend.
The sunny side of sports.
Sunny side of sports.
The sunny side of sports show.
Great show, bro. This is sunny side of sports.
Sunny side of sports right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
The National Basketball Association will hold its annual draft of college and international players later Thursday night in New York City. There will be two rounds of selections at the Barclays Center Arena in Brooklyn, with 30 picks in each round. The Philadelphia 76ers have the first pick after a trade with the Boston Celtics earlier this week. Philadelphia is expected to select 19-year-old point guard Markelle Fultz, who played one season of college basketball at the University of Washington.
My goals, first of all, is to be the best young man and basketball player I can possibly be. But coming in, I want to win Rookie of the Year, and I got a pretty high goal for myself coming in and wanting to be the MVP. I set my goals high because I want to put in a lot of work to go achieve it.
Markelle Fultz achieved All-American honors in his 1 year at the University of Washington, located in the northwestern United States. Markelle averaged more than 23 points and nearly 6 rebounds and 6 assists each game. The Los Angeles Lakers have the second pick in Thursday night's NBA draft, and reports say they're likely to choose another 19-year-old guard, Lonzo Ball, who played one season of college ball at the University of California at Los Angeles, better known as UCLA.
Yeah, it's always been my dream to play in the NBA. Now it's finally here. So I look back on it when I have a chance to, but right now I'm just trying to live in the moment.
Living in the moment, that's Lonzo Ball, who surely will have a very big moment later Thursday night as one of the top selections in the 2017 NBA draft. One of the African players attracting interest from NBA clubs ahead of the draft is Peter Jok, a 23-year-old shooting guard who, as a young boy, escaped a war-torn Sudan. Peter's family eventually made it to the U.S. state of Iowa in 2003. Reporter Cher Deng tells us more about the journey of Peter Jok.
Peter Jok says his future once looked bleak, but now he's playing competitive basketball and there's hope for a brighter future.
I have a lot of ups and downs, but at the same time, at the end of the day, made me grow into a better man, into a better basketball player. Everything that I've been through, it just gave me more edge and more motivation to go harder. So, man, the process, you know, you just got to, it's all hard work. There's going to be a lot of ups and downs, a lot of adversities, but, you know, you just got to keep faith and then believe in God, because God got a plan for everybody.
Jok, who's originally from Lake State, says this year has been successful. He was one of the 62 invited players to the NBA Combine in May. NBA Combine is a showcase of college basketball players before the NBA draft. Players are invited to attend. Jok made it to the All-American team and won the 2017 college three-point shooting contest on his 23rd birthday, making him one of the best basketball shooters in America.
Today's game, every team needs shooters. I mean, I can shoot with the best of them, and I can bring my game. I feel like my game fits the NBA better than college just because it's going to be more spacing, and it's going to give me more availability to do more stuff. But the one thing, my strength is shooting, and that's what a lot of NBA teams need right now.
Jok graduated from the University of Iowa this year, finishing his college career as team captain. He scored more than 1,500 points and more than 400 rebounds. He says he learned his leadership skills and work ethic from his mother, Amelia Ringbull.
Growing up, you know, I was always with my mom, and I'm a real mama's boy. So just when I was younger, I went everywhere with her. No matter where she went, I was always with her. Everything I'm doing is for her. I just knew since then that I was always going to be a mama boy.
Many youth in South Sudan and in the diaspora face many challenges and end up on the wrong path. Chuck could have easily ended up on the wrong road. He believes the odds were more in his favor. Chuck says family and friends are a big part of that.
Moving to Iowa, you know, I've always been surrounded with the right people. My background, coming from where I came from, it's all about hard work. And then if you have the right people around you and have the hard work in your system, and I feel like you can go anywhere.
If Chuck is picked tonight, he'll be the third South Sudanese in the NBA, together with Luol Deng and Thon Makir. The three South Sudanese will once again put their country on the global sports map. For VOA News, I'm Cher Deng in Washington.
Thanks, Cher. And good luck to Peter Jok in Thursday night's NBA draft in New York. As teams try to improve their rosters in the NBA draft, they also hope to somehow dethrone the champion Golden State Warriors, who won the NBA title earlier this month. In this Sunny Side of Sports highlight for 2017, let's look back on Golden State's golden moment, and we begin with their big star of the NBA Finals.
They call us a super team, but been a lot of super teams that hasn't worked. And we came together and we continue to just believe in each other, and we sacrificed and we champs now.
That's Kevin Durant of the National Basketball Association champion Golden State Warriors. Durant won his first NBA title and the Warriors their second in 3 years after beating the visiting Cleveland Cavaliers 129-120 to win the 2017 NBA Finals 4-1. Kevin Durant scored 39 points in Game 5 and was a unanimous choice as the most valuable player of the NBA Finals. Kevin says lifting the trophy, though, was a true team effort.
We did it together, man, without the whole team, man. Man, what about Patrick McCaw tonight? What about Zaza Pachulia to start the game? He was amazing. What about Stephen Curry after not having a great game in Game 4, came out tonight and played like a big dog? 15 free throws, 10 assists, 34 points. You know what I'm saying? I don't say what you want about him, but he played like a big dog all series. And so to do that as a group.
Now let's hear from the big dog, Stephen Curry.
It was unbelievable. The energy in the building from the time we stepped foot on the floor was on 12 out of 10. It was just ridiculous. And obviously there are ups and downs and runs during the game, but you always could feel like we were so close to just breaking it open. And that last 3 minutes was a blur just of pure emotion and energy, and you could feel it. So for us to be able to do it in front of our home crowd, something I'll remember for a very long time, and for the whole Bay Area that supported us, you know, since I've been here my rookie year, man, the depths of the NBA to hear us, you know, world champs again, crazy. Enjoy every minute of it.
As Steph Curry enjoys every minute of his second NBA title, I encourage our Voice of America listeners to check out my Facebook page. The address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOA Sunny. If you check out the page today, you'll see a wonderful photo by Kelly Cox of USA Today Sports. Kelly's photo shows Kevin Durant hugging a smiling Steph Curry, who's holding his daughter, Riley. Another man who took part in the celebrations was Golden State's head coach, Steve Kerr.
Incredible basketball, incredible high-level basketball out there. And so congrats to them on a great season. Obviously, we were heartbroken last year, and but this year was our turn, and we're obviously quite happy, if you couldn't tell by my wet hair.
for our VOA basketball fans keeping score, Steve Kerr has now won 7 NBA titles, 5 as a player and 2 as a coach. Kerr talks about being heartbroken last year when the Warriors lost to the Cavaliers in the NBA Finals. Well, you might say Coach Kerr was heartbroken through much of this year's NBA playoffs. That's because Kerr wasn't able to coach the Warriors because of chronic back problems. After a 6-week absence, the 51-year-old Kerr returned for Game 2 of the NBA Finals, and he's now celebrating another championship. Cleveland superstar LeBron James averaged a triple-double during the NBA Finals, 33.6 points, 12 rebounds, and 10 assists over 5 games. But it wasn't enough for LeBron to win his 4th NBA title. LeBron was asked if he and the Cavaliers felt overmatched by the Warriors.
No, I don't think I've ever, not one time that I felt like we were overmatched until probably like, I looked up there like a minute 20 and we were down 13, I believe, right, something at that point, and I was like, okay. We left everything on the floor and it still wasn't enough. They assembled a great team. You know, we was able to get them last year and they went out and got, you know, one of the best players that this league has ever seen, you know. So, you know, they did a good job of a great job, you know, their front office and their players by doing that recruiting, the things that they did in the summertime, and obviously they paid dividends.
That's LeBron James of the Cleveland Cavaliers speaking after losing the 2017 NBA Finals to the Golden State Warriors. And LeBron was speaking in Oakland, California. A few fun facts now about Kevin Durant, who, as I mentioned earlier, won his first NBA title and was named the most valuable player of the 2017 NBA Finals. The 28-year-old Durant was born here in Washington, D.C. He played one season of college basketball for the University of Texas, and in the 2007 NBA draft, was the 2nd overall pick by the Seattle Supersonics. After Kevin Durant's rookie NBA season, the team relocated to Oklahoma City and became the Thunder. Kevin Durant played 9 seasons for the Thunder organization before signing with the Golden State Warriors as a free agent in July of 2016. Kevin Durant has also won 2 Olympic gold medals for the USA in men's basketball at the 2012 Games in London and the 2016 Games in Rio de Janeiro.
Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Yes, my friend.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way. It will keep on the sunny side of life.
Voice of America.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Music Time in Africa offers splendid sounds from the continent that all humanity calls home. From the classics of yesteryear to the hot tracks of the moment. I offer you what you need. Free ear therapy and mind massage. Join me. I'm Heather Maxwell for Music Time in Africa, every Saturday and Sunday at 0900, 2000, and 2100 UTC.
Thanks, Heather. We look forward to your next Music Time in Africa show. First round action is continuing at the FIFA Confederations Cup football tournament in Russia. In a Group A result Wednesday, European champion Portugal defeated host Russia 1-0 in Moscow on an early goal by superstar Cristiano Ronaldo. Ronaldo set aside his legal troubles to knock in a header in the eighth minute. The goal came a day after he was summoned to court in Spain over allegations relating to a complex tax fraud. The victory leaves Portugal with 4 points in Group A. Russia has 3 points. Mexico also has 4 points in Group A and tops the table on goal difference after a 2-1 victory over New Zealand in Sochi, Russia. New Zealand took a 1-0 lead just before halftime on a goal by Leeds United man Chris Wood. But the Mexicans rallied in the second half, getting the equalizer from Raul Jimenez in the 54th minute, and then the go-ahead goal from Oribe Peralta in the 72nd minute. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It'll help us every day. It'll brighten all our ways when we keep on the sunny side of life.
I encourage our VOA listeners to check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOA Sunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. So check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page.
Voice of America.
Our Voice of America listeners can also follow me on Twitter. My handle is at VOA Sunny Sports. Joining us once again here in Studio 22 is Andrew Palcheski, the VOA social media reporter. Sporty greetings, Andrew.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. Good to be here with you.
Welcome back, Andrew. What's trending in the sports world on this Thursday?
So a very big paycheck for a man named Derek Carr. Derek Carr is the quarterback for the Oakland Raiders football team in the National Football League. And Derek Carr just reached a deal with the Raiders for a 5-year, $125 million contract. That makes him the highest paid NFL player ever. So he has now set the record, highest paid NFL player. So lots of people talking about this. Lots of people sending out GIFs of people rolling in money, or various scenes from movies where people are throwing money in the air, because this is a lot of money that he's making here. A lot of questions, too, about whether this is going to stay the highest paid deal for long. Derek Carr, as we were just talking about a bit before we came on air, not a marquee name in the National Football League, not necessarily somebody that you would think of like a Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers or any of these big quarterbacks from these big teams. And in fact, he was just drafted, Derek Carr, in 2014. So he's only been in the league for a couple of years. But the Oakland Raiders see something in him. He's done quite well for them as quarterback, and they'd like to lock him in for a while. So he will be getting this big deal. But it remains to be seen now if those Tom Brady's or the other big players will be getting bigger deals going forward, saying, hey, look what he got. How come I don't get that much? I want just as much money as he has, or if not more. So lots of interest in this. And Derek Carr, we heard a little bit from him on social media. He tweeted out and said, now it's done. From the jump, I've wanted to be a Raider for life. One step closer to that. Blessed, business done. Let's just play now. So perhaps that was part of the reason behind this deal. He wanted to lock in a long-term deal because he wanted to stay with the Oakland Raiders. And then you see a flurry of tweets where he's trying to respond to everybody and thank them. So he sends out another one. He said, "Tried keeping up. Thank you to friends, family, teammates, opponents, and fans who sent me a text or tweet. Appreciate all of you. God is good." So couldn't keep up with all the well wishes, even from the opponents sending it things. Couldn't keep up with it all. So just said, "Thanks, everybody."
The Raiders planning to move to Las Vegas, Andrew. Las Vegas full of casinos. I guess you can say they're gambling, a safe gamble on Derek Carr.
Yeah, I think they want to lock somebody in and have that name, make him a marquee name for that move to Vegas. Somebody pointed out, actually, that there is no state tax in Nevada, where Las Vegas is located, so he could do quite well for himself not having to pay that many taxes there on this big paycheck.
What else is trending in the sports world, Andrew?
Well, we have one team locking up a franchise player in Derek Carr. We have another team losing the face of their franchise, and that is the Pittsburgh Penguins in the National Hockey League, of course, the winners of this year's Stanley Cup and last year's two-time Stanley Cup consecutive champions. Marc-Andre Fleury has been the goalie for the Pittsburgh Penguins since he was drafted by them with the number one pick in the NHL draft in 2003. But another team that's moving to Vegas, or a new team that's coming to Vegas, the Las Vegas Golden Knights of the National Hockey League, they are going to be starting their team this fall when the new hockey season starts, and so they held what they call the expansion draft. They can go to different teams and pick players that aren't kept by those teams, and Marc-Andre Fleury was one of those players that they selected. So his time comes to an end with Pittsburgh. A lot of his teammates very upset about that. Evgeny Malkin, one of them, was wearing a jersey. It was a Marc-Andre Fleury jersey, but instead of Fleury's name on the back, it just said my MVP, most valuable player. So a lot of reaction on social media to that. And the Penguins tweeting out, they said, "Vegas, you got a good one. Fleury, you are an incredible netminder, prankster, teammate, and even a better person. Thank you. And hashtag mercy Fleury." So a lot of fans very upset to see this franchise player go. He's been with the team for 14 years, but their loss is Las Vegas's gain. A lot of fans in Las Vegas looking forward to hockey coming there for the first time and looking for a really quality goaltender to be manning the net. So lots of excitement from Vegas, not just for Derek Carr and the Oakland Raiders, but also for the Las Vegas Golden Knights of the National Hockey League and their new team.
Las Vegas, lots of sporting excitement, Andrew.
Yeah, a lot of stuff going on in Las Vegas now. It's a good time to live in Las Vegas. It's a good time to be a sports fan in Las Vegas for sure.
What else is trending, Andrew?
Well, we have a big anniversary today, and as we approach Wimbledon in the next couple weeks, let's go back to Wimbledon, June 22nd, 1981. It was 36 years ago today. A match John McEnroe is playing, hits a ball, maybe hits the line, maybe doesn't hit the line, runs over to the chair umpire, convinced that it hit the line, and he utters four famous words that will go down as being linked with John McEnroe forever. "You cannot be serious." The phrase has made its way all over the world. I've seen it on t-shirts that Nike has produced. I've seen it used by McEnroe in commercials.
You cannot
be serious. So he swore the ball was in, told the chair umpire it was in. So lots of reaction to this 36 years ago, this anniversary. One person saying, "It was a time when men were men and umpires were nervous." Certainly when John McEnroe was on the court, he was known for being a bit of a fiery personality. So that was certainly the case. People saying there will be champions, but there will never be another McEnroe. What a genius. Although some people saying there might never be another McEnroe because you're not allowed to do a lot of the things that he did, like scream at the chair umpire, for
That's
instance.
Right.
And Wimbledon put up on their Twitter, they had a poll. They said, "Was it in or was it out?" McEnroe said that the chalk flew up. He swears it was in. Well, so far, the poll has 78% saying it was in. So people siding with McEnroe on this, they're saying, nope, the ball was in. He had a right to scream at the chair umpire. But a good anniversary for John McEnroe, a phrase that has carried with him throughout his career.
And one other quick anniversary. Yesterday, in fact, on June 21st, 1970, Pelé, the Brazilian football great, lifted the World Cup trophy for an unprecedented third consecutive time. Check out my Facebook page because I have a photo of Pelé lifting the trophy there in Mexico City. So another anniversary, Andrew.
Anniversaries all around.
Thank you, Andrew. Andrew Palcheski, the VOA social media reporter. And that wraps up the June 22nd edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer Nick Ivanoff. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The U.S. Department of the Treasury's Office of Foreign Assets Control, or OFAC, recently sanctioned a senior Democratic Republic of the Congo official pursuant to an executive order, which authorizes sanctions in light of activities that threaten the peace, security, or stability of the DRC. This action follows continued efforts by DRC President Joseph Kabila and the DRC government to obstruct and delay preparations for a credible and inclusive presidential election that would lead to the DRC's first peaceful democratic transfer of power in accordance with the December 31st agreement. Specifically, OFAC designated François Olenga, the head of Maison Militaire, or Military House of the President, which oversees the Republican Guard, an entity that has or whose members have engaged in actions or policies that undermine democratic processes or institutions in the DRC. OFAC has also designated the Safari Beach, a resort located on the outskirts of Kinshasa, for being owned or controlled by Olenga. As a result of actions taken on June 1st, all of the designated persons' assets within U.S. jurisdiction are frozen, and U.S. persons are generally prohibited from engaging in transactions with them. Persons designated may be ineligible for U.S. visas under Presidential Proclamation 8693 or other authorities. In his role as head of the Maison Militaire, Olenga has overseen security operations on behalf of President Kabila's efforts to suppress political opposition in the DRC. In addition, the Maison Militaire has supported the reassignment of senior military officers believed to have pro-opposition tendencies. The Republican Guard has actively disrupted the political process in the DRC, including harassing political rivals, targeting opposing political parties, and arbitrarily arresting and executing Congolese citizens. As of 2016, Olenga had taken a more active role in the leadership of the Republican Guard. Additionally, Olenga developed a plan to use the Republican Guard to disrupt opposition activities and financial support. This action against Olenga sends a strong message that continued acts of violence, aggression, and suppression by the Congolese military against its own citizens are unacceptable, said OFAC Director John E. Smith. The United States is prepared to apply additional sanctions against those who undermine the DRC's democratic or electoral processes.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
VOA.
Hello. I'm Douglas Impoga. Join me for Reporters Roundtable every Thursday at 17:30 UTC. We'll take an in-depth look at an African news topic important to you. We'll have African journalists and expert guests share their ideas on the topic at hand. So please plan to be with us every Thursday at 17:30 UTC right here on The Voice of America.
Hello, this is Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music.
Wake up, dance this music.
Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
When news breaks, VOA Africa is there. On weekends, tune into Nightline Africa at 1600 and 1800 UTC. And our five-minute newscasts come to you at the top of each hour. VOA Africa, your trusted source of information.